I'm feeling pain. Wonderful. Simultaneously, there is the energy of bliss and euphoria here. I just haven't realized it.
Welcome to the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our inner wisdom and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to self-discover, create, and be present in the world, while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our sense of empowerment so we can live our lives ecstatically. Now let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Ecstatic Woman Podcast, where we activate and inspire women in their power, in their authenticity, and in their bliss. I'm your host, Alara Sage. I am a teacher, I am a healer, and I'm an activator of Kundalini Shakti. I also call myself the Ecstatic Life or Ecstatic Self Mentor. My whole objective, my whole purpose is to help people to understand, to realize, to awaken their divinity, which is awakening to sixth density consciousness, which is the ecstatic self. When we awaken to our sixth density consciousness, we're experiencing unity consciousness. And we are in our full truth. We are expressing our gifts and we are really experiencing life ecstatically. Today, I want to talk about this beautiful practice of simultaneity. And just bear with me today. I've been sick for several days. I have a cough. So I'm probably going to keep this a little bit shorter because I actually have several speaking engagements today. I'm not quite sure how well my body's going to hold up, but I've taken enough days off and I'm ready to apply again. So simultaneity. The first kind of expression of simultaneity and what we're going to do today, actually, and what came to me this morning, I want to back up just a moment, is I always want to bring in three things for you. I want to bring in an aspect of expansion, right? Expanding your mind, bringing in new concepts and ideas, and or a new way of seeing yourself and your reality, okay? Then I want to help you embody these energies, these new concepts, bringing them into your body so that you can then experience them. And lastly, I want to give you practical tools or actions you can take to apply this theory and this energy to your daily life. Okay? So, starting off with the first one of just simply expanding your mind, okay? So in this part of the conversation, and I feel like I'm going to be breaking my conversations down in these three aspects all the time, just simply try to open your mind and hear the words, bringing them in without judgment, okay? You don't have to understand them. You can actually bring the information past the conscious mind into the subconscious mind, simply receiving both the words and the energetic transmission that comes with the words, okay? So just taking a nice deep breath now, setting the intention to open up your mind, giving yourself permission to expand your mind and your perception. Okay, so simultaneity. One of the basic ways to see simultaneity is that we are both simultaneously of human form and of the all in creation of itself. Okay, we are both physical form that has a timeline to it, a lifespan to it. And you are eternal. You are without form. You are ethereal. Okay? These two exist absolutely simultaneously. In the understanding, of our bodies, this is understanding the root chakra. which is at the base of our body, which connects us to the mother, which grounds us into our human form. It is about safety and survival as a human, because survival doesn't even exist in your divinity. You are eternal. You don't need to survive. You only need to survive in your human form. Okay, so that's your root chakra. It's all about survival. Then our crown chakra is the opposing chakra of that. Okay, so all other chakras other than the root and the crown have two sides to the chakra, the front and the back. Okay, not truly opposing, meaning they're not opposite in polarity, but they're just facing the opposite direction. Okay, so like for instance, your heart chakra, if somebody is facing you, your heart chakra on the front turns clockwise. Then if they go around to your back and face your back from that perspective, that back heart chakra also turns clockwise. Okay. So they're rotating opposite directions to play the polarities. Okay. So that's what I mean by opposing, but they're not actually opposing energies. And so as you notice, the crown is at the top, right? There's no other side to that, but the other side to that is the root. Okay. So you have the root and the crown are equivalent to the front heart chakra and the back heart chakra. And with the root and the crown, this is where we get to play this game of simultaneity in its most kind of elaborate form, because it really is our human physical form and our crown, which is connected to our divinity and the higher subtler bodies that are of beyond, you know, six density consciousness is oneness. That's the anja, the eye, the third eye chakra, right? So your crown is really a turning back into God, right? You begin to merge, begin the journey of merging back in fully with creation itself. Okay. So it's you in your most expressed divine you. Okay. And it's a beautiful realization just in of that. Just in of that, that you are eternal. That there is a part of you that was never truly born and will never truly die. And there is a part of you that exists in form and does absolutely have a lifespan. Okay? There's a part of you that needs to survive. And there's a part of you that doesn't need to even focus on that, that simply is. It's simply beingness, isness, existence. Okay? There's a part of you in your physical human form that deals with seemingly other physical human forms, right? The other people, as well as the other animals and the other beings that exist on this planet and beyond. And there's a part of you, your ethereal self, that is unified with all. So let's just pause here and let's just take a breath into the body. Because it's profoundly beautiful, is it not? That there's a part of you that has to focus on feeding yourself, taking care of yourself, giving yourself food and water to survive. And there's a part of you that never has to think of that, that simply is. When we begin to understand simultaneity, what we allow is, again, the existence of what appears to be opposites simultaneously existing and really in the exact same space, right? It's not like your friend that sits next to you on the couch is existing and you're existing, because they're actually slightly different in a place than you are, right? In a placement right next to you, which is energetically quite different. When we're talking simultaneity, they are existing in and of the same exact space, the same exact consciousness. Another really beautiful and, you know, profound play in this is the masculine and the feminine, right? So you hear me talk about this a lot, and I'm sure you hear about this in other places, that we hold both the masculine and the feminine. That we can be in masculine, we can be of action, we can be of structure, we can be of systems, analytics, understandings, comprehending masculine. And simultaneously, we can be of the feminine. We can be of being, right? We can be of feeling and intuiting rather than analyzing, right? Being rather than doing. Receiving is the feminine rather than giving is the masculine. Right? Being wise, connected to wisdom that is beyond intellect, is beyond understanding, it's beyond comprehension and analytics. It's not the logical mind. Wisdom is beyond the logical mind. It's the feminine. The feminine is wisdom. The masculine is the logic. We can be of those simultaneously. The beauty is we don't have to choose. The beauty is that we are it. Okay? Then, of course, we always have the third aspect that is revealed even more so as we hold the simultaneity of both of them, which is the child. So we can be playful. We can be curious. We can be lighthearted while we are analytical. While we are creating systems and structures, we can be playful while we are being and receiving great depths of wisdom. And all of them can coexist in the exact same space. They all do coexist in the exact same space. That is simultaneity. So go ahead and just take another nice deep breath into the body. Noticing anywhere that you're holding any tension in the body, no judgment, just allowing the tension to let go. Allowing the breath to bring this information into your belly, right? As you inhale, the belly goes out, your diaphragm drops, and as you exhale, your belly drops back down. Just receiving, being, existing. As the information comes through. When you understand simultaneity, what it allows you to do is it allows you to play sometimes more in one than the other while still holding the fullness, the wholeness of you. Okay? So let me give you some example. Sometimes we want to lean more into action-based or analytical-based. We can absolutely lean into the masculine. However, if we're very aware and tied in, connected, realized of our feminine, embodied of our feminine, embodied of our child. They don't go away just because our awareness shifts. They coexist simultaneously with the masculine. And that changes the flavor of the masculine. It changes the essence, the vibration of you acting in your masculine energy when you are embodied and realized of both the feminine and the child as well. Okay, let's take another breath. Nice deep breath into the body. So why is that? I have seen this time and time again, and I say this from the depth of my heart. If you've ever seen a man without a partner, without a family, without a purpose, he is lost. And I'm not saying that for a man, his partner is his purpose or his family is his purpose. And it's the same for a woman. And it doesn't have to be that your partner is the opposite sex, right? Like, I'm all about whatever resonates with you. There will always be polarity in that, though, regardless of your sexual identity. Okay? But when we have partnership with another human and we have family, even if that family isn't blood family, right? There is the essence of support, community, the essence of you are not alone. Okay. So that example is of the external reality, right? So I'm speaking to having a partner, having a family in the external reality. And I speak to that as a reflection, right, of the internal, which is also another simultaneity. Okay. So the family, quote unquote, you get to pick that. I'm not talking blood family, right? I'm talking about bringing together people that you feel in harmony with, that you feel not only can you be yourself, they can be their self, and you support each other, you love each other, gives you even more power, more stability, more support to then carry on in your reality. When you feel like you have that structure of support, even if it's just really close friendship, however, there is something more profound with partnership, okay? But even really close friends can create that structure of support, right? That makes us lift higher, right? When we're supporting each other, we're lifting each other higher. That's the same thing that happens internally when we are realized of our feminine, when we are realized of our child, and then applying that to our masculine. Our masculine, so to speak, feels supported, loved, accepted, seen, and he carries himself with his chest, his head held high. Right? He carries himself further as a man that has support, that has support and love underneath him. And conversely, the feminine internally, when the feminine, when you're expressing yourself in your feminine, you're being, you're receiving, you're drawing upon the depth of your own wisdom and resource. If you are self-realized in your masculine and in your child, you will experience that version of your feminine with more profundity. You will gift yourself the availability to open up more, to drop down deeper, because you feel supported by the masculine. Okay, let's pause here and just breathe. Noticing again any tension in your body. Noticing again any triggers. Okay. Any beliefs that are being hit right now. Triggers are simply a belief that does not resonate with our truth. Okay, that's what the trigger is saying. It's pointing to a belief that is being activated per the conversation that does not align to your truth. One more breath, deep into the belly. Beautiful. So the simultaneity grants us the ability to express different aspects of ourself while whole, while realized in the fullness of our being. Absolutely, we can be both in form, in body, and eternal. Absolutely, you can gift your body so much love, nourishment, taking care of it, while you simultaneously know that it has a lifespan. You can experience the limitations of the physical body while simultaneously exploring your non-limitless self in the ethereal. And because you have the realization that they exist simultaneously, you experience both of them with so much more wholeness, so much more truth. You can bring your ethereal into your physical. You can nourish your physical body with your ethereal self. You can nourish your physical body with your ethereal self. You can keep yourself grounded in the human experience through the body while you play in the potentiality of the ethereal. Because without the body, you can be lost, so to speak, in the ethereal, in the potentiality that exists. So the body grants us the space to stay anchored here in this life as we are, while we play within the realms of our conscious mind and all the different potentials that are constantly existing and offering themselves to us. And then using the body, we can bring those potentials through into our physical life because of the body. Because of the body, we can bring ethereal, pure potential energy into physical form. Let's take another breath. For instance, there are a lot of ethereal beings that it takes a lot for them to show up in physical form because it's a very different vibration than where they exist. Not to say they can't, because they too are everything simultaneously. But seeing it from the converse perspective, right? We are primarily with our awareness in the physical. And as we open and expand our consciousness, we become more aware of our ethereal. And we embody more of our ethereal selves into physical form. That angels and beings that exist outside of form, in sixth density consciousness, in seventh density consciousness, are without body, okay? Because we leave our body, we leave physical form in fifth density consciousness. It's the last density where there is a potentiality of physical form. In those upper densities, we don't have form any longer. So we are primary ethereal and potentiating through physical form. How fun is that? Whereas when you are only aware and only aware of your, you know, realized of your human self, you have not yet awakened to your ethereal self, you are not in wholeness. Because you are not realized of the allness of you that exists simultaneously. You are always whole, but you aren't realized in that wholeness. So simultaneously, again, if you are just in your masculine and you have not yet realized your feminine, your masculine is only working partially. Same goes for the feminine. So the beauty of beginning to notice how these polarities exist simultaneously in the exact same moment, in the exact same space, broadens your awareness to the fullness that is truth, that is source, that is God. Okay, let's take a breath here. Okay. So the application part of this. A couple of ways that you can play with this. And I've brought this exercise into you before, but I felt like it was very, a little bit more deeply profound with this teaching, right? In any given moment, you can see that there are two sides, right? There is the negative and there is the positive, okay? So for instance, if you are, you know, you have a business, one aspect of that is your business fails. The other aspect of that is your business is widely successful. Okay. And then there's always the third truth, right? Which is the child, which is all the variations in between. And that both of these are truth because your business can actually fail and succeed. But noticing that they exist in the same space, in the same breath, there is failure and success. There is pain and bliss. There is love and hate. So you can either see it as a potential, right? Like any event, any experience where you are coming on to it and there is something that is unraveling, right? There's more than just two possibilities, but we're talking about the polarity, the extreme polarity of potential, okay? That there is a negative and a positive. And negative not being less than, and positive not being more than, better than, right? Better than. Okay, it's really important to understand higher and lower, negative and positive. It's not referring to better than, but just like there are higher notes in the musical scale and there are higher numbers in math, the universe is sound and mathematics and also sound and light, aka information. So it's okay to label things as higher and lower. It's just that we're labeling them without judgment. The higher is not better than the lower. Okay? I see a lot of outside in spirituality saying, oh, we shouldn't label them as higher and lower. But they are. Their actual frequencies are higher and lower. That doesn't mean that you have to judge them as better and lesser. Okay? That's the difference. So when you're seeing a potential, you can bring in the both extreme polarities, the negative and the positive. Because honestly, your business failing is not a bad thing. Like, even though I'm labeling that negative, it doesn't mean it is. We learn so much through failure. We're the ones, humans are the ones that are labeling these things as I don't want to experience this and I want to experience that, right? Because this is bad, the negative is the bad, the failure is the bad, is the wrong, and the success is the good, is the right. Well, that's not simply true. Sometimes we need to fail in order to succeed. Sometimes we need to succeed so that we can fail in the next round. Because they're what? They're simultaneous. They exist simultaneously. They're not actually different. Okay? So, back to the practical tool. Anything that you're watching unravel, you can give it the polarities so that you can play in those realms. Do you have resistance to one of those polarities? Most likely, people would resist the failure of their business, using this example, right? Versus the success. Well, then you can play in that realm to let go of your resistance to that polarity. And as we do that, as we notice which polarity we resist, and we work through our resistance, which is solely based on limiting belief, we merge those polarities and divinity, God, is revealed. Okay? So another way that I've done this is I've taken myself through homelessness, you know, my fear of, okay, I want, you know, to be wealthy in the context of prosperity, overall prosperity. The opposite of that would be to be homeless and lonely, and I don't have any food, I don't have any support, I have nobody. I am by myself, I'm out in the cold, right? And I've taken myself into that imaginary space over and over again until my body stopped reacting to it. By releasing the limiting beliefs of shame, that if I were to end up there, somehow I'm very shameful. Or is it simply an experience? Okay. So when we take ourselves, notice first which polarity you resist, and you work yourself through that polarity by imagining that situation will trigger your body. And then taking your awareness to where you feel the trigger in your body, breathing into that space, asking your body to let it go, being very present with your body, you will receive information about what it's pertaining to. So using the example of the homelessness, well, if I become homeless, I'll be judged that I can't do it. Who did I think I was? See, look at you now. You can't do this. You're a failure. Okay? Those were the beliefs in my body that were saying, no, 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 no. I don't want that outcome because I've attached a meaning to that outcome. And that meaning means I'm unworthy and shameful. So if you go through that process with yourself, it's very, very powerful. You can bring yourself into a state of neutrality with the, okay, my business can succeed or my business can fail. I'm available to the experience. Then you get to actually move through the experience per your highest good. You actually get to receive your most divine path because you have worked through the polarities. Perhaps you're resisting success. Because success means what? You'll be seen. You'll have money. People will be aware of you. They'll want more of you. Who knows, right? I'm just giving you examples. It's not to say that we always just resist the one. So it's really good to envision both and find your resistance within them. So that's one way that you can play this game of simultaneity. Okay. Again, realizing that they're not separate, that they coexist in the same space. The other way is anytime you're feeling something, okay, let's say you're feeling bliss, you can also just remind yourself, I'm feeling bliss, but simultaneously there is the experience of pain here. I'm just not feeling it. I'm joyful, I'm happy. Great. Simultaneously, there is the energy of sadness here. I'm just not experiencing it. I'm feeling pain. Wonderful. Simultaneously, there is the energy of bliss and euphoria here. I just haven't realized it. Every time you do that, you open, expand your space. open, expand your space to not only focus on one side of the polarity, but to remember that there is wholeness. To remember that actually a trinity exists within the oneness of wholeness. Not just a polarity, not just one side, a polarity. Not just a polarity, a trinity. Not just a trinity, the one. Let's pause here and take some breaths into the body, into the belly. Just letting your body release through the exhale. Releasing. You don't have to know what you're releasing. Just let yourself let go. Let yourself let go. So that's the practical application, either through an experience in a situation or simply in the little moments of everyday life. I'm experiencing a lack of time. Simultaneously, there is no time. Timelessness. How does that change your experience in that moment? It's very, very beautiful. So, to recap, remember we went into the teaching, the broadening of the perspective of simultaneity. What does it really mean to be simultaneously form and no form, right? Of human body and of divinity, right? Needing to support yourself, needing to survive and simultaneously already beingness, isness, existence. And then as we did it, we breathed into our body to allow ourselves to assimilate this information into our bodies through the breath. Assimilate the information into your body through the breath. Process, process, process. And then we brought in how to apply this information to your everyday life, these little exercises. Become curious, become lighthearted, become the child in the game of polarity. Ooh, I'm experiencing time. I'm experiencing a shortage of time. Ooh, isn't it interesting that simultaneously timelessness exists right now? How curious. How curious. How delightful. So I hope that this has brought you a deeper understanding of simultaneity, a deeper understanding of the polarities of the Trinity, and a deeper understanding about how you can start to see and experience your reality through the fullness, the wholeness that is you. As always, I love you all so very much, and I'm so deeply honored that you granted me your time, your presence, your awareness, your focus during this episode. Thank you so much. If you haven't subscribed, if you haven't rated and reviewed, please do so. Please consider it. Please share this episode, my love. Please listen to it more than once. Let it sink in deeper. Come back to it when your intuition calls you, so you can experience it from a different, higher level of consciousness and receive the information even deeper into your being. Until next time, thank you so much for being a part.
Thank you for being a part of the Ecstatic Woman podcast. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your inner wisdom and living your life ecstatically. If you want to be invited back to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.